Michael, 2019, a long time from 1992 in that wee 8-team one-day competition. How many this year?
430 teams for a six-day festival of football.
Now, I remember 4 or 5 years ago asking you, could you go to 400? And, well, maybe we'll not bother. And then here we go, you exceeded.
Well, when I go back to City of Culture 2013, I honestly thought that was it. We peaked 164 teams. I mean, that was the big year in our city. Here we are this year with 430. And we're attracting teams from further and further away. I mean, the amount of American visitors are coming here. Teams from France, teams from Finland. Great quality of entry from Scotland and England from the professional clubs. And, of course, all the Irish League and Airtricity League teams supporting us as well.
And you have Australia next year?
We have a team coming from Australia next year, which will be some coup for us, some coup.
So the size of this competition is backed up and supported and highlighted by the fact that in 2019, you have a team lined up for 2020 from Australia?
Absolutely. I would say already I have at least 30 teams have declared an interest in coming next year. And I don't mean teams from Ireland, I mean teams from outside Ireland who wanted to know the kickoff date so as that they could start their plan on that.
So when you're planning this tournament, so somebody wants to come in 2020, how do they go about it?
Well, we have the application forms already on site. I send them a copy of the application form and they start the closing date for entries is the 31st of December. And once we get to that stage, that's it.
You've had some great players launch this tournament. Some of them started here, Young McGinn beside us. You had Duffy and McLean in recent years. It's a great springboard.
It is. I mean, you look at Republic of Ireland the other night and Shane Duffy scoring the equalising goal, you know. And that epitomises, you know, the type of players that have benefited from this tournament. Is a local lad, done very well for himself, as is James McLean, as did Paddy McCourt. You know, it's all coming about from the Derry and Dublin Youth Football Association for our local, you know, kids. But across Northern Ireland and the Republic, you know, you look and you ask Northern Ireland, ask the Republic teams how many featured in this tournament. And maybe not just once, because we run a tournament here from 9, 10, 11 the whole way through. They probably played in this tournament 5 or 6 times.
James McLean told me that when he played on it, the thing he remembered most was the organisation of it. Even as a young boy, everybody wearing the same kit and referee and playing by the rules and all the stuff that he saw on TV, he was getting the experience that as a wee boy in the Foyle Cup.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear James say that, because we do put a tremendous amount of work in. But I mean, it doesn't happen just like that. I mean, we get great support from the two councils, Strabane and Derry District Council, and the Causeway Coast and Glens, and the communities out there, because the playing surfaces during our tournament are second to none anywhere in Ireland.
Can you go to 500 teams, or is that too much?
If we get more playing surfaces, we will. We definitely will. I mean, the demand's there, honestly. We have to curtail our development each year. I've been trying for the last 5 years to create another age group in the O'Neill's Foyle Cup tournament, but I can't do it, because the numbers is there for the age groups that we have, and we haven't got the facilities to increase it further.
It'll soon be 30 years from this tournament was created. You must be planning for that centenary, or not centenary, but that anniversary.
What is it they say? A day at a time. Let's get on and enjoy this year.